The KB Radio Network is proud to present The Dome Patrol, your podcast of the Who Dat Nation. Now here's your host, Kevin Reed. That everyone, and welcome to the Dome Patrol podcast here on the KB Radio Network. And I am your host, Kevin Reed. And here we are, peoples. Here we are, the regular season finale, week 18. The New Orleans Saints are taking on the Atlanta Falcons in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the ATL. And boy, what a week. What a week what a wide range of emotions, huh? At least for me. I'm of the camp, and I'm gonna continue to be transparent. I was of the camp of, I don't want my team to make the playoffs. I don't want my team to go and embarrass themselves. I just didn't want to get wrapped up, all tied up in emotions, because I've been doing a pretty good job this season of keeping my emotions in check. And selfishly, I can honestly say, selfishly, I've been trying to downplay everything that is ahead of us. And I still feel the way I feel. I'm not taking that away. I still really don't want them to go to the playoffs, because just for the sake of being in the playoffs. Now, if we're going into the playoffs and I had a inkling of hope that we might win a game or two, I would feel differently. But I'm just skeptical in a lot of ways, and I'm gonna get into them as we talk through the show. But I can tell you all, quite honestly, as the week went on, my Who Dat took over. The black and gold was pumping through my veins. And I'm like, come on, let's win this game. Come on, let's go Rams. I'm invested. I'm there. I'm in it. They hooked me in. I'm hooked. I want us to go. And the reason, the 100% reason why I want them to go is for Sean Payton. I want to prove to the rest of the league how amazing of a coach Sean Payton is. And I want everybody to see how this man managed to put this team together with all that was all the adversity that faced this team throughout this season, and still managed to get this team into the playoffs. I just want to, I read this, and I'm trying to find it. I should have had it pulled up. Here it is. I read this, and it blew my mind. This is stuff that we knew. This is stuff that we all know going into this season, going through the season, rather. But it really, really hit home when it was put into words. So with the Saints sitting at a record for, with the Saints setting a record, they set an NFL record for 57 different players starting a game in a season. Throughout the season, the Saints had 57 different starters. To put this in perspective, a team only has 53 players. That's it. That's every team in the NFL only have 53 players. The Saints have had 57 different starters this season. And to be 8-8 and it's just amazing. Sean Payton has to be in the running for coach of the year. And I feel that I'm not going to go as far to say he should be coach of the year, but I will say his name should be floating around there. His name should be in the conversation, honestly. And to have this team on the verge of a playoff berth is completely unreal. Just thinking about it. A roster, like I said, a roster only has 53 players, and we have 57 different starters. Mine is blown. We are 8-8. So people hating on Sean Payton, just remember, just look back. Just take a glance at this season. I mean, that is commendable. No matter what happens in this game, win or lose, you have to say this team had a shot at the end. Can you honestly say, all my fellow Hoodats out here, can you honestly say around week 12 or week 13 that we were going to make the playoffs? Did y'all really see this as a playoff team? Hey, you go back 2 weeks ago. Did you see us as a playoff team? No. Actually, I can go back to last week and say we weren't a playoff team. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, because of our offense and because of the how we are hampered throughout this team. I mean, not just the offense, but the defense is a little healthier now. They're close to 100%, but they're not 100%. But the offense, I got to say, they're probably at 30, 40 tops percent healthy. And this team is 500 right now and have a chance to be 9-8 if they can squeak out this victory. But here we go. Here we go. We have arrived at week 18 of the 2021 NFL football season, and this is the biggest game of the year for the Saints in the regular season finale, that is. This Sunday, the Saints are fighting for their playoff lives with the seventh and final playoff spot up for grabs. Looking ahead, if the Saints, who's now, like I said before, sit at 8-8, if the Saints defeat the Falcons, who are 7-9, this Sunday, and the Rams knock off the 49ers, the Saints will clinch the seventh and final playoff spot and move on to face those same Rams on wild card weekend next weekend. Let's not put the carriage in front of the horse. First things first, we must take care of business this Sunday against Atlanta. And I think that's one thing that's, I don't want to get misconstrued. We all looking ahead. And look, when we get to this point of the season, when it's so close, when you can see it, when you can see your gold right there, you can touch it. I understand that you get a little hyped up, you get a little amped up, you know, and you look ahead. More often than not, when you look ahead, you're sitting at home. You end up sitting at home because you can either look past a team or you're not completely focused on what you're supposed to do. I really hate what the NFL did with this flex schedule because they moved this game. This game is at 3:25 Sunday evening. The Rams and the 49ers game is also at 3:25 Central Time. Both at Central Time. You'll be scoreboard watching. You know, I wish one of these games could have been on at 12 because the team going into the 3 o'clock game would know straight up what's happening. You know, if you have a shot or if whatever, because it's bad enough. Because don't get it twisted. they're going to show the score in the stadium. They players are going to be sitting on the sidelines, but they're going to glance up at that score. And it's going to take the focus away. And I'm not just talking about the Saints game, also in the 49ers game. Well, maybe not so much in the 49ers game, because it doesn't matter what happens in this game with the Rams or the 49ers. 49ers, all they got to do is win. No. I take that back. 49ers can lose, but they need the Saints to lose. So if 49ers lose and the Saints lose, 49ers get in. So if both teams lose, 49ers get in. But, yeah, they both going to be out of whack, out of focus, because they're going to be thinking about the other game. And I can't stand that. And it's going to drive me nuts, because we are all going to be doing that. At least I will. I'm going to be trying to figure out what's the score. What's the score at the Rams game? Is the Rams winning? And then if the Rams are losing at halftime or something, or they're down by two scores late in the game, now you're like, oh, my God. It's like, what's the point of watching the Saints game? You're going to get mad, and it's just a lot. It's stressful. This is a very stressful game, and I hate that we're in this position. But at the same time, I'm like joyous that we're in this position, because I didn't picture us here. I didn't picture us with an opportunity to actually get into the playoffs. Okay. But like I said, first things first, Atlanta. Let's get it. Let's focus on this. Standing in the Saints' way is our pesky division rivals, the Atlanta Falcons. And don't you think for one single solitary second that the Falcons, who are out the playoff picture, by the way, would love to do anything more than to play spoiler to the Saints. This is all they got to play for right now. This is it. It's all about, okay, if we're going home, you're going home with us. And if Shoe was on the other foot, we'll be doing the same thing. Let's be honest. So, I mean, of course, they're not going to lay down for the Saints. They're not going to have no pity for the Saints. Well, we're not going to play our starters. So we're going to look out for y'all. No, at the end of the day, this is a division foe. This is a division rival. A correction that I have made earlier this season when I said Atlanta wasn't a rival, trying to downplay it, but they are. They are a rival. Them and Carolina. Tampa, no. We own you, Tampa. But before we get into all the games, let's get to our injury report. Let's get that out the way, because we actually got some decent news this week. It took us to the last game of the regular season to get there, but we got a little good news. We only have three players out this week. three players, not counting those on injured reserve. We know those names, but we only have three players out. Now, two of them are kind of essential, so it's not like great news, but it's better than weeks past when we had six or seven, or God forbid 22 for that Monday night game. But this week, ruled out this week, we have offensive tackle Teron Armstead, cornerback, and our leading interceptor PJ Williams, and cornerback Bradley Roby, who I forget he's even on the team, but regardless, yeah, those three are out. Teron Armstead, he hasn't been most of the year. He's been out. I was hoping and praying that he would be able to tough it out for this game, being as though how crucial it is, but he couldn't give it a go, apparently. PJ Williams, who had an awesome game the other day. He's out, but I think he was hurt in that game. I think I remember him limping off the field in that game. So apparently it was more serious than what we all thought. But hopefully, if we get past this game, he'll be healthy enough for our playoff push. Well, I did not think we'd be saying this right now. And Bradley Roby, you know, he hasn't really been starting as much as I thought he was when we acquired him via trade. But, you know, Paulson Adebo is doing a decent job. The rookie, he is doing decent. I like Paulson Adebo. Questionable this week, we have defensive end Marcus Davenport. Of course, you know, I think it's a clause in his contract to be on the injury report every week. But he is questionable. It's most likely he's going to play. And also Mark Ingram, he is questionable. Let's recap last week right quick. Last week, the Saints got a victory against our other division rival, the Carolina Panthers, with a score of 18-10. Clearly, the MVP of that game was the Saints defensive end, Cam Jordan. He finished the game with 3.5 sacks and was named NFC's Defensive Player of the Week honors. Cam Jordan, actually, for the past couple of weeks, he has been a terror. And this is after me and my cousin was talking about this, because a few weeks ago we was like, man, I think Cam is done, you know, because he wasn't looking like himself. I'm like, man, this is probably the end of the road for Cam. He's not looking like himself. He doesn't have that same explosion. He just looks like whatever, you know. He's not getting off the edge like he used to. He's not generating any pressure, let alone getting sacks. He just hasn't looked too good. And then he got COVID. He missed the game for the first time ever, his first game he ever missed professionally. And he came back from that game, that one week he missed. After that, Cam Jordan has been on fire. I mean, he has been on fire. I am blown away by his performances the last few weeks, and I'm happy. I got to eat crow for doubting him. He still have it. You know, he still have it. Yeah, he's still a little bit slow because he's getting older, you know, but he is the Cam Jordan that I remember. And we're going to need that. We definitely going to need that, along with the rest of the defense, to give a performance like they did last Sunday against Carolina. If we have any shot at fulfilling the dream of making the playoffs a reality. Our defense is a playoff defense, if not a championship defense. This defense is outstanding on all three facets. We've been able to generate pressure. We've been able to lock up receivers at times. You know, just look back at that Carolina game. Carolina, the first quarter, you know, they were moving the ball up and down the field. They got in scoring position twice. They came away with 10 points. After that, Saints defense went on lockdown, and Carolina couldn't do a thing. And that's what I absolutely loved about my defense. And, you know, just, you know, look at the Tampa Bay game, what they did to Tampa, you know, had Tom Brady just going crazy. And so on and so forth. You know, the Miami game, most of the players was out. It you know, what could we do? I can't judge that game. But, you know, for the most part this season, they've been on fire, man. I mean, they shut down Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers hadn't had a game like that since. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, let's put it in perspective here. Saints defense intercepted Aaron Rodgers twice in that game. They sacked him like two or three times in that game. Aaron Rodgers, so this season, has only thrown four interceptions the whole season, and two of them came against the Saints in that one game. That goes to show Aaron Rodgers is just that good. But Saints defense, he catch problems with them, just like Tom Brady. You know, they are 1-2 in quarterbacks in the league. Now, where you put them 1-2, that's your discretion. But they are definitely the top two quarterbacks in this National Football League. And the Saints have punked them every time they played them. Now, it makes you scratch your head when you have a Sam Darnold come in there and slice you apart. When you have a tour, well, not tour game. Like I said, we had a lot of starters out. When you have a Daniel Jones come in there and slice you up. When you have a Matt Ryan slice you up the last time these two teams met up. And that leads me to the last time these teams met up. The Falcons came away with a victory in week 9 against the Saints in the Caesar Superdome with a score of 27-25. A game where we saw Matt Ryan throw for, what was it? He was 23 of 30 for 343 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no intercepts. I don't think Matt Ryan has had a game since that good. I don't think he had a game like that before that good. That was his one shining light this season against the Saints. And that's been the tell throughout the year. Somebody always get their shine on against the Saints and is the most unexpected of people. But he lit the Saints up in the dome that day. And this was after we destroyed Tom Brady. Just the week prior. But the real X factor in that game was running back Cordell Patterson. Now, he destroyed the Saints defense. Now, it wasn't so much on the ground, but it was through the air. Patterson had, he only had 10 yards rushing. Oh, but through the air, he had 6 catches for 126 yards. Their rookie tight end, Kyle Pitts, he had a decent game that day too. He had 3 catches for 62 yards, but he is questionable for Sunday's game. But he is expected to play. Cordell Patterson was also questionable earlier this week, but he is going to play. This game is so important to both teams. It's kind of out the box. You know, I think people who are hurt and would normally sit are not going to sit. That's for both teams, especially the Saints. If somebody's not playing this week for the Saints, they're hurt. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. They are seriously hurt. But if you can hold a bottle of water in your hand for 5-6 seconds, you're going to play. That's just that. There's too much riding on this game. Let's get to the team stats, and then we go to get up out of here and give our prediction. Team stats. Points per game. We have Saints average 20.9 points per game, whereas the Atlanta Falcons average 18.3 points allowed by defense. Saints allows 19.7 and Atlanta allows 26.8. Total yardage. Saints 315.9 yards per game. Atlanta 322.5 yards per game. Passing wise, Saints 203.7 to Atlanta's 235.7. Rushing, Saints 112.3, Atlanta 86.8. Yards allowed, Saints allows 340.1 yards per game, Atlanta 373.3. Passing yards allowed, Saints 244.7 to Atlanta's 345.4. Rushing yardage, Saints only allowed 95.4 to Atlanta's 127.9. ESPN.com, they give Saints a 62.3% chance of winning this game. I am online with them. I think the Saints should win this game, but it all comes down, honestly, to the offense. My biggest question mark for the Saints is our offense. Is Taysom Hill leading this team? And as much as I bash Taysom Hill as a quarterback, look, Taysom Hill needs to do something to generate some points. I know I probably get a lot of hate because I always bash on him and blah, blah, blah. But that's only because the man cannot score. He cannot score any points. Yeah, we got 18 points last week, but I mean, it should have been more, to be quite honest with you. But especially if we're going into the playoffs, we're going to have to score. Because you have to ask yourself the question, Taysom Hill quarterback fans. If the Saints fall down by two scores, let's say the Saints go down by 10 or 13 points, or God forbid, 17 points, do you feel confident? Now, I feel confident that the Saints defense can shut down a team and I'll give the Saints chances to crawl back into the game. My question mark is, can the Saints score to get back in the game? I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen that yet this season. Now, in the last meeting with Atlanta, Atlanta had jumped on us. It was like 27-3, maybe, or 27-I forgot what the score was, but the Saints made a epic comeback in the fourth quarter to get within 2 points. I think in that game, Saints were led by Trevor Siemian. But it wasn't enough, obviously, but Trevor Siemian actually looked good in that game, you know, in the fourth quarter. But I'm just not confident. And, you know, I'm not ready to say that is not possible, because as I was opening the show with and I was talking about Sean Payton, I have the utmost confidence in Sean Payton. I just need to see it. I just need to see a little more from our offense. If our offense can come out here and get over 20 points, if we can generate 20 points, I feel real good, because I know my defense can hold a team under 20 points. So, you know, that's my feeling. I honestly, I think the Saints can pull this off. Now, going into the Rams and the 49ers game, I'm not even going to predict that. I'm not even going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on the Saints. Whatever happens, happens. If you look on, I will say this about that game. If you look on paper, the Rams should destroy the 49ers. But if you look at the history, 49ers, for some strange reason, they just match up against them. It's just like how we match up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We just got their number. And for some strange reason, the 49ers have been kind of having the Rams number. So I don't know about that. So I'm not going to focus on that. All I can say is finish strong. So handle our part, we'll be all right. I see the Saints coming out with a victory here, 17-13. And I hope it ain't that close. It normally ain't. When it comes to us, to the Rams, when it comes to the Falcons and the Saints, it's normally kind of high scoring. But I think the Saints, can get into a little rhythm offensively. Now, Taysom Hill normally has success against the Falcons. Two of his seven victories as a starter came against the Atlanta Falcons. He's never lost to the Atlanta Falcons as a starter. If that's what you want to kind of hinge your to hit your wagon to. So I'm gonna roll with that. I'll roll with that. So that's my predictions. I hope and pray that we get through this game with a victory. Whatever happens after that, I'm gonna leave it in the guys' hands. But you can catch me after the game, win or lose, but it will be a victory. We're going to be celebrating, hopefully, a playoff berth. And I will catch y'all after the game. And everybody, scream it loud, scream it proud, blow some eardrums, get laryngitis, and I want everybody to be screaming, who that?